Coming up on the bottom of the hour, time now for School Talk. My guest this morning, principal at Expedition Academy. We welcome back Ralph Obrey. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Al. Thanks for having us.
Well, good to see you this morning. Good to see you looking so well, too.
Thank you. It's springtime, right?
Well, it is springtime, and I mean, it's about the end of school.
It is. We are looking forward to
how many more days?
Students are, too. Not that we're counting, but we've got 8 for our seniors and 12 for the rest of them.
I'm glad you're not counting. I thought he might have to count them up himself, but he already knows. You're going to make it.
We are. We are going to make it. And it's the goal that we set at the beginning of the year was to make it through this school year and keep everybody in school. And we're there.
That's got to be a great success story.
It is. You know, from staff to students to, I think, our community. It's been a great advantage living in Wyoming. You look across the country and see a lot of these kids haven't been able to be in school. And, boy, the studies that are going to come forth from this pandemic and the negative reaction on kids not being able to be in there, it's going to be significant. And being in Wyoming and here in Green River, we got to get our kids in school and get through it.
I think historically we'll look back and say it was a huge advantage.
Yep. Yeah. So, and, you know, as far as we have tried throughout the year, it's been as normal as we could make it with the health order modifications and different things, but our kids have done a great job.
You're still wearing masks?
Yep. We're going to finish out the school year in masks and then hopefully look towards next year. And
how many positive cases at Expedition Academy for the year?
For the year, we've only had 3 students. And they were outside of school, you know, within their own family. So we never had a positive transmission from student to student within our building.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
I don't know how else to describe it, but that's wonderful.
Great news. And our kids, like I said, they've just done a fantastic job in saying, okay, we'll do this so we can get through the school year.
So what's going to be the biggest celebration at the end of the year, the fact that you made it or graduation?
You know, as cliche as it sounds, graduation. The culmination of these kids finishing up and the path that some of them have taken to get there, it's just a huge celebration of making it to, and being a graduate.
Are you going to have a traditional graduation?
We are. We're going to be back at Lincoln Middle School Auditorium on May 18th at 7 p.m. We're going to have the kids up on the stage, and we're going to hand them out their diplomas. We'll still adhere to all the health orders that are still in place for the school, so masks will be required. We're going to social distance them because we only have the auditorium seats between right about 500, and we usually only have 250, so we'll be able to social distance. We'll spread the graduates apart up on the stage so you can see their awesome faces, and we'll hand them out some diplomas.
When is that?
May 18th, Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
Yep.
Okay.
Day after Green River High School's graduation.
And evening?
Yep, 7 p.m.
And
doors open at 6:30 for the public.
Do you have to limit it, attendance?
We don't. We don't have any limit as far as.
So mom and dad, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, grandpa and grandma, they can all come.
They can. Yep. And the other unique thing we're going to start this year, and I think we'll probably continue this, is we're going to live stream the graduation so that those who may not still feel comfortable getting out or who can't make it, grandmas, grandpas, or, you know, across the country, they can click in and they can go to our school website, our district website, and be able to open that link and watch graduation from home if they would like to.
I'm going to guess that's one of those things that probably will continue for a long time.
Yep. There's been some benefits that have come from being in the pandemic as far as technology. So we'll continue to use those as we move forward and help our students the best way we can in those areas.
So contrast this year with last year.
It's been just, you can just tell in the kids, they're not as happy, I would say. I mean, you can see the stress levels that's taken place over this past year. And you can see it this spring when we've lifted some of the variances outside of school. You can see those pick up a little bit, but you can tell it's taking a toll on staff and students, I think. mentally.
On that curve, where do you think you are? Are you still going down in terms of that toll? Or
I think we're on the rebound.
Are you?
Like I said, probably the past month, I've seen a lot more positiveness out of our students and staff. I think you can see that light at the end of the tunnel, and I hope it stays there for us to be able to see. But, yeah, as far as the kids, you know, they're pretty resilient to about anything.
This has been a long haul.
And but you, like I said, you can see the wear that's taking place.
Has it impacted learning and efficiency?
No, I'd say, you know, we've still been able to deliver the curriculum. I'd say probably the biggest impact has been with some individuals for our school who mentally just haven't been able to get. We've had a few that just can't do it. The mask, the stress of, you know, being sick. So it's had an effect on a few. Yep.
Well, to some extent, I think it's had an effect on all of us.
Yep. And
I mean, you just, it's something that you are always, if you're not thinking about it, it's really close to top of the mind.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of, in my mind, you start to see this light at the end of the tunnel, like I said, but then you turn on the news and you see these other countries and those starting to go back down. And
you wonder.
Kind of scary, but.
Yeah, you wonder.
So we want to take all the precautions we can. And
how does this year's graduation activities compare with a year ago?
You know, last year was a unique experience. And for myself, I actually really enjoyed it.
Did you?
Because we brought each individual student in. I met with each student, each family. We walked them across our video stage for graduation. So for me, it was a chance to meet one-on-one with each of our students and their families. I really enjoyed it. But I really enjoyed being able to give them the opportunity to be up on that stage, to recognize them as a group, and to hand out their diplomas in front of their friends and family. That's a big night for them, and I will enjoy getting back to that as well.
All right. Well, it was a lot different last year.
Yeah.
District-wide, there was a huge parade last year.
I'm not sure if the high school is going to do that again or not. Okay. I think Mr. Howard's coming, or Mr. Heslop is going to be coming in here in the next short while.
And, okay. I'm guessing
it's still fireworks were on the table.
I think it's still in there someplace. But
yeah.
Yeah, we'll
that was out. That was a fun activity to watch the kids go through town. And you know, it's like when the sports teams win a state championship.
We were out there cheering them on.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Other activities going on as you wind up the school year at Expedition Academy?
This Saturday, we've got our pottery classes have made a bunch of awesome pots and coil pots, teapots, dishes. We're doing a fundraiser sale at Expedition Academy from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Just in time for Mother's Day. If you pull around the backside of Expedition Academy at 410 Upland Way, pots are going from $5 to $25.
Oh, wow.
So we just bought two new throwing wheels this year. We bought a kiln last year. So the items that our students have made has just been incredible. So a lot of fun to just, even just if you want to come up and look and see what we've been doing.
So you're firing all the stuff right there?
Right there, yep. They get it done, they fire it, it's ready for them the next day or two. So,
any crack?
There's a few that have that learning experiences is what Ms. Wickstrom calls it.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah.
But just some phenomenal art that's come out of there. We just got back from the state art show.
Okay.
And we took down three students, and we brought back eight blue ribbons out of those six students. So they did an awesome job and had a great experience down. We ride down with Green River High School and go with them. So they were able to get down there this year and do it again because last year got canceled.
Did they actually physically attend?
Yeah, they went down to Casper and had their pieces observed there at the Casper Event Center. We're able to go to the Nicolaisen Art Center, and then they viewed.
Who would have thought you could get it done?
Yep. Yeah, so great opportunity for our kids to go down and share their talents.
It is. And boy, at the beginning of the school year, that had to all be on a on an if schedule.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of things, yeah. Our athletics, the activities, all of the things that everybody thought, yeah, here's another year lost. All those things have taken place. I officiate basketball during the winter, and, you know, the kids, coaches, all the teams, they just did a phenomenal job getting ready, adhering to what the health orders were, and, you know, getting through all the seasons of this year has been an amazing feat as well.
Very few cancellations.
Yeah. Yep.
Just incredibly few. How about your staff? What kind of shape are they in?
They're worn down too.
I'll bet they are.
But they're ready. You know, they've got the number of days counted as well. Well, but they've done a great job. They've really done a good job in modeling for the kids what we had to do to get through this school year.
I'm going to guess there's going to be some high fiving in about 12 days.
Yep. Yeah. And for some of these staff, they've watched these kids. You know, we've had them 2-3 years, and some of them even had them back when they were in elementary school.
Oh,
in
wow.
Different positions that they've been in. So great celebration on graduation night to see all those right. Kids walk across the stage.
Congratulations. What else this morning? Have we covered or not?
You know, one other thing that we were able to get out and do this year, which we didn't think we were going to be able to do, was our community service. It's been limited, but we were able to go out in the fall and help with the big storm we had. And
that project with
trees.
The green follow-up in the spring?
Yep. And then with that, we're working with Nick Walrath and the fishing to go help do some bank stabilization. We're going to go out and help the Harrison Elementary this Monday. And then, again, the following Friday with the elementary school kids and be able to get them down there and work with them. Those elementary kids look up to the high school kids. You know, they're heroes. So to be able to get out and work with them is a great opportunity for us as well. So.
You know, that's probably a two-way street. It's an important thing for the elementary kids because, as you say, they look up to them. But It seems to me it might be important for the high school kids, too, because there's a point there in their life where they are the hero.
It is, and it's fun for them to see that recognition and watch them interact with those kids. We actually had 2 years ago, we were over working with Washington Elementary, reading to them at Christmas time, and they had a student there that he didn't speak, just didn't say anything. And one of our kids sat down with him, started reading to him, and he started talking to one of our kids.
Wow.
The mom went, called the parent, said, "Hey, you got your kid's talking.
You got to come see this."
Interacting with our student, and it was pretty amazing. Some of those things that happened in those.
Well, that's an unforgettable
times where you
thing.
Just don't think it's important or it means much. You make huge breakthroughs. So it was amazing on some of those things.
It's when you don't see it coming.
Yep.
Ralph, thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, thank you.
And congratulations, and share that with your staff and to your students, not just the graduates, but all of them. I mean, it's been a successful but long 9 months.
Yeah, it has. So we will celebrate.
I'll bet you will. Take care. Ralph Obrey, my guest this morning, principal at Expedition Academy.